Give me an M. Give me an Addison. What's that spell? Madison is awesome. Guys, I'm having the most amazing dreams, lol. Ever since I put all the jars of gay Kev pieces in my room, my dreams have been lit. I say lit now, it's totes lit. My dreams are usually normal, like empty space, and then stars going out and life all becoming all not lifey, except for mushrooms, lol. The stuff everyone dreams about, right? But now it's like different and better. And every night, they get even more better. Like, last night, I was tapping on Gay Kev's jars, and his parts were all wriggling and flopping, except for his thing, which is all sad and hanging on the bottom and not eating the fish food I gave it, lol. But yeah, then his lips moved, and I didn't hear anything because I still knew they were saying something like, Madison, you're so sexy and lit, OMG, go to sleep and have dreams about the best stuff. Well, how does a girl resist that, guys? By the way, guys, my dad got me the nicest pillow. It's stuffed with feathers from dead geese, lol. No wonder mom keeps him around. But yeah, I put my pretty blonde head on that dead geese pillow and dreamed. So you know how when black gods queenies extinguish the stars? That sounds so dramatic, lol. It makes like a big black hole and sucks in stuff. I bet Gina's mouth was a black hole. Too bad she's dead and I can't tell her. Well, thanks to my dreams, now I know why black holes do what they do. Thanks, Gay Kev Parts. Who knew all I needed to do was take him apart? Oh, well, I wonder if that works with, like, everyone else, too. But yeah, black holes are super interesting. Did you know black holes are literally eyes? Like, they suck in light and use it to see through space? I didn't know that either. I got to use the black hole eyes, and they showed me some great stuff, like a whole big bunch of planets dying, and aliens all screaming and trying not to get their babies to explode, and it was hilarious, because they were all like, oh my god, don't kill my babies, and the babies were all like, splat, and the aliens were all like, oh no, my babies, oh well. And then the mushrooms came out, obviously, but that's not the coolest part, even though it was real lit, lol. No, like, the littest part was when I used the black hole in the middle of the Milky Way and used it to look at Earth, and OMG, guys, I saw the cutest boy. Like, move over, Gay Kev, and your parts and jars. I am in love. Okay, he's a little older than me, like 17, but that means he's so much more experienced, right? Oh my god, guys, I'm still freaking out. He does some of the most amazeball stuff, and he's so complicated. I think that's really sexy in a man, if I do say so myself, huh? Like, his sister's so messed up, and he hangs out with this black lady who's like a superhero or something, and she's like invisible to like everyone, lol. Except him and me, haha. I think I even feel a little bad for him because he looks so sad. I don't think he has any parents, and I prayed to Black God about it, and he was all like, feed me through you to taste what you feed through tasting me. And I was all like, oh right, I never know what you mean, lol. Here's the best part. We live in the same town. He goes to the high school, and he's a junior. I mean, I'm in 8th grade, but you all know that I'm super mature for my age, and I've got boobs like I'm in 10th grade, so it all works out. It's like math, lol. Did I ever tell you guys how much I love time travel? Like, I know Black God can do it, and I know his queenies and some of the bulk navigators do it all the time, but I think this boy does it too. I think he's way older than 17. That's super daddy, lol. I won't tell if you won't. But yeah, I'm gonna go to the high school this week and be like, hey, I'm Madison. I'll have Gay Kev's toes and eyes in my pocket for good luck because he's the one who helped me find this boy. And even though I don't think I need luck, I want to be lucky because it's good to be lucky even though I always have good luck, you know? Oh my god. Guys, do you think this cute boy is going to be the daddy who's gonna help me take care of little Katniss? My little girlie is so special and beautiful. Like, she brushes little meat tubes against my window every night to let me know she's out there doing an explore and getting to know the real world without being all stuffed up in a head. Like, oh my god. I want to cry. She's getting so big, and I think she opened her first star hole the other day. Anyway, that dream was so good, wasn't it? I remember before Gay Kev's brain fell out the first time that we were watching Aladdin and they were singing that I Can Show You the World song. And I was like, I want Kevin to show me the world. And then all this time later, he did show me the world and he showed me a really cute boy that I love. By the way, speaking of Disney and Frozen, I think Elsa's really a brunette who dyes her hair and Anna's prettier anyway. So maybe Elsa should just get a job at a snow cone factory or something. LOL. Okay, guys, I'm gonna go and start trying on my sexiest clothes for when I get to the high school and talk to my new boyfriend. He's totally my new boyfriend, by the way, LOL. He just doesn't know it. He's all mine, LOL. I can just see our wedding invitation now. Dear losers, come bring presents to the marriage of the two sexiest people in the world, Madison and James. Oh my god, I love him.
Take it easy on the truth serum. No more on the lie. And their kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta.
And I like midget porn.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. Hi there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta.
And I'm a Russian spy. Dosvedonya.
Ooh. Hi there, kids, I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And I just poop myself.
Everybody has like, whoa, just? Hey there, kids. I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And sometimes, when nobody's looking, I go to the dog park and I sniff the dog's butts.
Hi there, kids. I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And I'm a cam model. Ties ribbons to his penis and dances to Taylor Swift.
Sad. You're not even just saying that, you're just coming to self-realizations and just like not wanting to be here. Hey there, kids. I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And my mother once told me I was adopted.
Hi there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta.
And I'm Vincent Vinicava.
And today we're here to talk to you about the Creepypasta comic book. You guys probably heard us talk about it before when it first went to Kickstarter. Well, now it's available for everybody and not just the backers.
April 7th, on Amazon. Follow the link. Supplies are limited.
Very limited, in fact. But you don't want to miss out on this. And it's also going to be the start of the Spooktacular this year. So you'll be able to find out what actually happened to him, whose body was stolen by Bizarro, and me, who's still stuck in the deep web.
Oh, yeah! I don't know. I just thought it was like...
I just thought I'd do that. Like it was like a catchphrase.
Oh, yeah! Snap into a Slim Jim. Dig it.
Ah, welcome. I take it you've come for a story. Of course you did. Why else would you have tracked down my website? After all, it takes a very special browser to even locate this dark little corner of the internet. But you already knew that. So, if it's a story you want, it's a story you shall receive, and it would please me very much to read one to you this evening. All of you. Shall we begin? I've got the perfect one in mind. It's a tale about those who've been wronged, and the depths they'll sink to in the name of revenge. The Creepypasta comic is available on Amazon, April 7th.